Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back in hour number two of the broadcast. Coming up, we're going to talk about some comments from the Charlotte police chief, who's really worked up about something that happened on Friday. We will get to that in just a bit. First, a couple of you still wanting to talk about this issue of student debt, beginning with Peggy and Rock Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted, there was 2 points I want to make. The Citadel graduates, and maybe one of them can call you and clarify it, but I talked to a guy that graduated from Citadel, and he said they are expected to sponsor a new student coming in every year. They're expected to sponsor someone. I don't know if that means paying for their student debt or, but anyway, to mentor them throughout their 4 years. And the other thing was, my husband and I both were in the Air Force, and that's what paid for our schooling. We would go to night school. As long as you maintained a C average, they paid for your class. And so we got out of college without any student debt. Now we had to give time, you know, our lives.
Right.
But it was worth it.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Thanks very much for sharing this morning, Peggy. Let's go out to Herb in Lancaster, South Carolina. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Vince. Rather quickly, I hope people will understand the pressures, political pressures teachers are under in the classroom. You cannot tell the truth anymore. Believe me, I'm a former teacher. I've gotten into much trouble over the years for telling the truth. And the other thing is, what's wrong with a student working his or her way through school? We did it coming up.
Yep.
And you work during the summer, save your money, you pay your tuition when you get out. If you owed anything, it was very small, and you earned your degree. No one gave it to you. So this is what we're losing today, the work ethic.
Oh, my goodness.
If I may, concerning Game of Thrones, people who don't like it, trust me, folks, there's a lot of built-in historical facts in that those episodes.
Really? Okay.
Oh, the wall, the ice wall up north. Well, they're talking about the ice age, the last ice age, and the people living behind it. The roads, the big statue. These are all historical facts, and much, much more that I don't have time to go into.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing this morning, Herb. It's been some good stuff for sure. James and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Nice to talk to you.
Same here.
Hey, I was just wanting to make the point, and this is the route that I ended up taking. I graduated in 2007 from high school in South Carolina, and throughout high school I maintained a B average, and that qualified me for the Life Scholarship, and that was through the lottery tuition and everything like that. And it wasn't, you know, a ton of money to go to a four-year university or anything, but it did pay for tech school. And I took that money, and given I was working to pay for books and housing and everything like that, but I mean, that's part of life. But my tuition was pretty much paid for. And, you know, I went out, I learned to trade, and I mean, I feel like I'm doing all right for myself.
What is the trade, by the way?
I just do a variety of maintenance type work, particularly HVAC. You know, a little bit of electricity and, you know, electrician and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's very rewarding. I mean, not everybody has to have a four-year degree. I mean, I have a two-year degree myself, and it was, you know, paid for through that Life Scholarship. And you know, all I had to do was just keep my grades up.
That sounds like a fair deal to me. Thanks for your call there, James. Good stuff. I want to quickly shift to some comments from Charlotte Mecklenburg's police chief. And for those of you outside the immediate Charlotte area, this doesn't have to be something that is of not of interest to you for that reason. But I think it speaks to a broader issue of what's going on in our community, because I think you know what's happening. The vilification of police and the disrespect toward police, the broad brushing of police. And they're not getting the respect that they deserve. The police chief, Kurt Putney, spoke to an event that happened on Friday, honoring fallen officers at a memorial. And the police chief was upset by who was not there. Here is just a clip of his comments the other day.
I think irresponsible activism shows through, judging by what they do and say, if they do anything. When we're at our worst as an organization and you make statements that I think paint this profession and our officers in a bad light, I think that's irresponsible.
Wow. Irresponsible. And he's like, he's putting emphasis on that word, irresponsible. And I think he's frustrated by the fact that there weren't any city leaders there. And I think it's worse by the fact that he is concerned about these activists. You don't have to mention their names. You know who they are. These are people who cannot wait to get in front of a camera every time there's something involving a police officer involved in a shooting. They can't wait to get in front of a camera. This is their bread and butter. This is their identity. Now, as far as the issue of not being there, you have to give certain people credit for being stand-up people acknowledging why they were not there. Among them, Tariq Bakari, who spoke on the Bo Thompson broadcast this morning, and here are his comments.
It's been a feeling of embarrassment. I mean, it's like every time I see somebody post something on social media or a news story about all city council members weren't there, I just feel like personally embarrassed. And I would hope that all the officers listening, the chief, who I personally talked to right when I saw the story and apologized profusely, would know that, like, I would normally be there, and it shouldn't speak anything to how I feel about our men and women in uniform. But it's just embarrassing to have not been there for them at such a I know what a special day that is each year for them, a special week.
Tariq Bakari, who is speaking on this particular subject, and I don't think, honestly, I suspect there's probably not a lot of outrage or anger or anything like that from the police chief. I think he's more ticked off by these members of the council who love to grandstand every time there's a police-involved shooting, and they're ready to point the finger of blame at police. I don't think Bakari's been doing this. There are others. I'd love to know what you think about this. And can I encourage you to do something? I know this is very radical, and it may require a little bit of research on your part. How about figuring out a way to communicate a message of encouragement? Maybe drop a note, an email, to the police chief, just to thank him and the department for the work that they do. How about doing that? Just communicating support and saying thank you. And for that matter, as you encounter police officers today or any day, why don't you make a point to do that as well? Just say thank you, no matter where you are and where they are.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, did you happen to miss this morning's Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson? All you have to do is go to WBT.com/shows and catch up on everything that's going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. So what are your thoughts about the perspective the city council seems to have toward the police at least among those especially who are in the activist category, would that word be correctly described as contempt? I think that's a fair question. What are your thoughts here? I suspect many of you are not surprised at all. And this is the direction our city is going. I think we've got to be honest about this. This is the direction this city is going. Let's go out to a call from Tom in Fort Mill. Good morning.
Hey, 101 Hardy, good morning to you, Vince.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about the student debt. I know it was previous, but my grandson has this figured out. He has taken classes online and in a particular field called cybersecurity.
Yes.
And he has submitted his work to a company, and they hired him for $100,000 a year. And they also wanted him to take another course, which he had to pay for, in line with what this company wants. So he has no student debt, and he is, what has he got here now? And plus, he doesn't have to be subjected to the socialist liberal
propaganda.
Oh, yeah. And their way of thinking, and who will flunk you in a heartbeat if you don't agree with them.
By the way, I mean, so are we talking some college or no college at all?
He was going to college for a little bit, and then he realized that he was going to incur debt, and so then he went online,
yep.
Like I just told you.
You know what's intriguing about this? I know a number of people who are in this place. In fact, without giving too much away, let's just say I am very familiar with relatives who have taken this same course of action. Very young relatives, and are doing very, very well, Tom. Thanks for sharing that story. Let's go out to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Was our esteemed mayor at this?
I am not sure, but the comments that Kurt Putney made, he made clear they were not directed at the mayor. Because
okay.
He knows where she's coming from. He made that very clear, that she's been very supportive.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But I have one thing to say, and that is I've totally lost respect for every member of that council. I wonder what they would do if they had a personal emergency and the police decided not to show up.
Ooh. There you go. You raise a very good question. You know, I've thought this many times about those who are, who always take the position against the police. The assumption is the police are guilty. Something happened. Well, police did something wrong. There are people, that's their default. And I think if that's your position, I mean, first off, you have no business being in office. You really don't, especially when you many times require police protection. If that's the way you feel, you go without it. I know that sounds very coarse and very crass. But if that's what you think about police, you should not get protection. Or you should pay for it yourself out of your own freaking pocket. And I say this. I mean, think of people like Bloomberg. I think one of the coolest things my friend did several years ago when the book that came out about, what was that book called? I think it was called Obama Zombies or something like that. Was that the name of the book? My memory is totally slipping me. Yeah, I think it was Jason Matera. And I remember this is when there was one of the seasons where we had this big discussion going on about gun control. And, Michael Bloomberg is one of the biggest proponents of gun control. So Jason Matera basically got in the Michael Bloomberg's face and asked him the question, if you're so in favor of gun control, why do you have these armed officers surrounding you? What are they here for? And of course, he's not going to answer that question. Why would I answer some question from some little unwashed kid? I'm serious, because that's his perspective. All of you little people, you don't deserve to have weapons. He needs people around him because he's an important person who needs special protection. Just keep that in mind. Let's go out to a call from Mint Hill. Is this Bon? Is that correct?
Don.
Okay. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Vince. I've listened to you for a long time. Remember back when you was on the TV and everything. And you've been there a while, and I've lived there all my life. And I've never seen such a lack of respect for law enforcement. And, you know, it starts at the top. These city council members, and we know who they are, Florida and that Braxton Winston, they don't respect the police at all, and they're instigators. They remind me of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and that's not a racist comment, it's just what they are. They're instigators, and Chief Putney, I'm going to tell you what, he's as good as we've ever had around here. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, what I've seen out of him, by the way, thanks for your call there, Don. I've been very impressed. He seems like a really solid guy with a head is, with a good head on his shoulders, and it's very, you know, it doesn't seem to be affected by much at all, which is good. You know, because I got to tell you, I'd be ticked off by some of the things that I see in the behavior of a lot of these people, especially these so-called leaders. They're really not leaders. They're not leaders at all, which I think is part of the point the chief is making. Let's go out to Ozzy in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Vince, given the fact that most people do receive their news from either the radio or the TV, or the media, I get very frustrated when I see, an incident where there was a police officer involved in a shooting. And the first thing that will come up on the TV is police officer shot and killed a man. That's what will show up on the TV. And to me, that just incites people.
Now, how would you like to see that expressed?
Well, see, I think it should be something like a police officer was involved in an incident that resulted in a fatal accident, maybe not accident, but resulted in a fatal. The police officer, to me, didn't shoot and kill someone.
But what if that actually happened? See, I'm not sure the language is really going to help here at all. I think it's all in the hearer. I think that's where it is, Ozzy. I don't think there's any way to express it in a way. In fact, I think if you do change the language here, you're going to be accused of participating in a conspiracy. I guarantee you that, Ozzy. That's the way these folks' minds work. Charlotte City Government, a minority activist cabal. First black mayor with briefcase, next crime and bankruptcy. Move over Baltimore. Here we come. Oh, my goodness. Don't wish that upon us. Baltimore, of all places. This person saying, my son lives in Baltimore. Charlotte's what Baltimore was like 20 years ago. Charlotte's trending toward what they are today. Signs in Baltimore should be, welcome to Baltimore. We're like Caracas with better seafood. Eee, that's really scary. Stay with us. Our conversation continues. We'll take a look at the day in history and much more. Look, on social media, one of my neighbors, Susan, posted this. I'm doing one of those escape rooms today. Well, work. I'm going to work, but trying to figure out how to get out of it. That'll be a great escape room, huh? Oh, my goodness. Let's go out to Trey in Charlotte. Good morning.
How you doing?
All right, sir.
I'm doing okay.
So what are your thoughts, sir?
I just wanted to comment in regards to the situation with the police.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people are being disingenuous in regards to how the police react in certain situations, and mostly in regards to minorities. People act that way and have a certain feeling towards police because of the way that police treat them. It's a totally different world when it comes to minorities than it is when it comes to non-minorities, and the council and certain people's opinions are for certain reasons.
Okay.
And I think that's a big disconnect when it comes to, you know, a lot of situations. on top of, you know, police are supposed to protect and serve. We have a constitution that they don't uphold and make sure things are correct in regards to it.
So how? So you're saying 100% of the time, the police disregard the constitution?
When you're dealing with that,
are you still there, Trey? Are you saying that 100% of the time, the police ignore the constitution?
Well, I know sometimes when you're dealing with certain people that, when it comes to situations, not 100% of the time, but police aren't supposed to stop you unless there's a reason that you've been suspected of committing a crime. And that isn't happening majority of the time.
So you believe that police are stopping people unnecessarily? All the time.
That according to the Constitution and what they're supposed to do in regards to the Constitution isn't upheld. So people have legitimate reasons to feel their way that they feel, and you should ask them. And it's different when it comes to minority groups versus non-minority groups in regards to how police treat people.
Okay. So how do we fix this, Trey?
Oh, man, it's a system thing. That's the reason why a lot of people have
Trey, you can't use this system, and I'm not trying to be difficult here. This system thing has got to go. We're talking about people. How can people fix this?
That's the thing. It's the system. We have to change the system.
See, there's no system. It's people, Trey.
That's not true. The history of police officers.
Okay, so let's pull the police officers off the street and just don't let them patrol at all.
So that's the extreme answer?
No, I'm asking you the question. If it's a system, see, systems can't be fixed. Only people can be addressed and changed.
That's not true. A lot of systems can be fixed.
So what? Okay, tell me what the system is. We need to agree on what that is for starters.
The police—they started off as slave catchers, correct? Are you familiar with the history of the police?
Oh my goodness! So now we're going back to slavery, really, Trey?
No. We're just trying to create a foundation of understanding.
This is not a foundation. Right? This is.
And what does that mean to people? If you have a system that was created to catch slaves, and now it's then evolved into a societal structure to police people, what does that mean? How does that affect people and their opinion?
This sounds hopeless to me, Trey.
Right. It doesn't make sense, right?
No, I'm asking you, do you disagree? Do you see any hope for any resolution in this at all?
We have to change the system. But we have people who don't even recognize that it's a system issue and try to act like it's a person issue.
So here's let's go back to my question again. What do you fix and how?
I just told you, you change the system.
How do you change that? You've not told me how to do that yet, Trey.
One is having more accountability.
Okay.
You don't give police officers leave for killing people.
You don't give them leave for killing people.
Right.
Okay. So I assume that in every circumstance when police shoot someone fatally, then automatically it's murder and the police officer is at fault.
You assume that. Are you putting words?
No, I'm asking you that question.
Why would you ask me that? That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know that's not the case, right?
Okay. All right. So my question to you is, why here's one of the questions that I would raise with you. Would you want people to view you as a black man the same way a lot of black folks view police?
I'm listening.
I'm asking you that question.
No, I don't. A lot of police, according to society, don't look at black men in a positive way. A lot of assumptions that people make.
Okay, so don't you think
to people of color isn't good?
Don't you think
our fault?
Is it possible that we should do? Maybe we should take some leadership, Trey, and start ourselves by treating people the way we want to be treated, rather than.
What makes you think that's not happening already?
Okay, well,
what's the effect of it? We've been doing that, and it hasn't been working correctly. Police are still, we're still in the same position that we're in. It's a system issue. You can't fix a system issue with the way you're trying to fix it. You have to change the system.
And you still have not explained to me what this system is.
See, it started off as catching slaves.
Okay.
So once people understand that.
So the whole purpose is, so the police, you're saying the mindset still is to track down slaves.
I didn't say that. Why would you?
Trey, goodbye. This is one of the most confusing conversations. It doesn't go anywhere. And if you're going to go all the way back to slavery to talk about police now, I'm sorry. I'm a black man, and I find that insulting. I really do. And I think it's demeaning. Not of police. I think that's demeaning of us to have this kind of mindset. Oh, my gosh. See, then I've said this before, and let me clarify what my remarks are in this regard. Whenever you talk about, you know, when I hear people talk about how they talk about a system, or they talk about, you know, that we have a racist society. Whenever you take that position, there's no answer to that, and there's no solution. And I guarantee you, 50 years from now, we'll have the same conversation. And the reason is, you can't fix systems. You can't. You can only address people and human hearts. That's it. Let's see. Let's take a quick call here from Mel. Got about a minute here.
Hello.
Hello, Mel. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts?
Listen, two quick things. First of all, the gentleman in college said that it should not be police officer kill somebody. It could be headed out like bank robber gets shot by police, or it could be headed 100 different ways. But the reason I called, a week or two ago when they had the police officer's funeral in Charlotte, they had a 14-mile procession back to Concord. Vince, it showed people lining the roads, lining the interstates, big crowds of people. There was not one black person in the crowd.
At least what you saw. I understand what you're saying, Mel, what you saw. And there's unquestionably a divide there. And somehow we've got to bridge that divide. It is not healthy, for sure. Join News Talk 1110-993 WBT and the Independence Fund for a special Memorial Day Can't Miss inspirational event featuring wounded combat veteran Denny O'Neill. It's WBT's Veterans Leadership in Business Speaker Series. It is tomorrow, May 21st, 11:30 a.m., Carmel Country Club in Charlotte. The first 100 people will also get a ticket to the 2019 Coca-Cola 600. Tickets and details available at WBT.com/events. On the text line, interesting conversation with Trey. A law enforcement officer saying Trey's ignorance on a police officer's job and its origins were on full display. I wonder why the hell Trey would call, who the hell Trey would call if his house was broken into. He's an idiot. Enjoy your show. Keep up the good work. Sounds like Trey wants the system to quit addressing crime committed by black men. Another person saying, Trey was right. Vince, you're a black man, but you're weak. We can't afford that anymore. So what does it mean to be strong? I mean, I'm just curious. I've not heard any solutions, and I still haven't heard any solutions for all the demonstrations, for all the Black Lives Matter protests and the other stuff. I've not heard any solutions, not a single solitary one. It really saddens me. It really does. This texter says each year the police kill twice as many whites as blacks. Whites don't riot or claim injustice. We know whites commit crimes too. I'm reading a book. In fact, I have gotten stalled because I've got a bunch of other things I'm reading. And it's talking about this greater issue, broader issue of police-involved shootings, or really encounters with police in general. But it makes a broader point and a concern about what amounts to a war on police. But all of that gets lost because there's a racial narrative that certain people are unfortunately profiting off of. I'm not saying the average black person is profiting off of this, but there is an industry that is, politically and economically. And our communities are no better for it. Not at all. Ask yourself, if you look at the stats, especially here in Charlotte, who is on the receiving end of the murders? Who's dying on the streets? And you can go to any of the major metropolitan areas in this country. Who's dying? And why? We've got to be honest about this and have a conversation about this. Unfortunately, it's not really taking place in an intelligent way. There's a lot of emotion. A lot of emotion behind it. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history before we go to more of your calls, because a lot of people are eager to talk about this police issue. Lonzo with us to address four questions. How you doing, man?
I am good.
1775. This colony, the first to declare its independence from Great Britain, what state was the first to do so? I'll give you a hint. It's one of the Carolinas.
Okay. North Carolina.
You're right. It's North Carolina, the first to declare independence from Great Britain. 1875, 100 years later, this person got a patent and began marketing blue jeans with copper rivets. What's that person's name?
Levi's.
Levi Strauss. You're right. We'll let you have that one. 1927. This person took off on his record-setting solo flight across the Atlantic. What was his name? 1927.
I know I should know this. Lindbergh.
You're right, Charles Lindbergh. That is correct. And 1995, the Clinton White House closed two blocks in front of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They were concerned about this kind of weapon that was used in Oklahoma City. What was that?
A bomb.
What kind, more specifically?
Hydrogen? It's made with fertilizer.
And how was it delivered?
Oh, car bomb.
Okay, we'll give it to you. It's a truck bomb is what they were concerned about. This back in 1995.
I know you're in a hurry. I'm trying to rush.
It's okay. You're fine. You're perfectly fine. Did you by chance go to see John Wick 3?
Yes, I did. I highly recommend it.
Do you?
If you like the first two, the third one's even better.
Really? Okay.
Very inventive ways of doing what they do.
I've got to check it out then. Definitely have to check it out. One more quick thing, Game of Thrones fan?
Don't watch it.
Okay.
I'm criticized because I don't. I've lost nerd cred, but you know what can you do?
Yeah, you're a terrible nerd. You're kicked out. Kicked out of the society.
Just where do you go when you're kicked out
of nerddom?
I don't know.
That's pretty bad, isn't it? What in the world do you do? Hey, great to talk to you, Lonzo. Have yourself a great day, man.
See ya.
Time for one more call. Let's hopefully make it a good one here. Let's go out to Ken on the subject of police officers out of Anderson. Good morning, Ken. You got about a minute.
Okay, I'll try to talk real quick then. Trey doesn't know what he's talking about because the origin of police comes through both the taxes being raised out of England and the high sheriff and insurance and the night watchmen from the insurance companies. Those finally combined in this country for the police department. Now, I'm just wondering, because of this kidnapping down in Texas where the guy grabbed a little girl and everything, are we supposed to think all black guys are going to be grabbing up our women and little children? No. But if a white guy's coming out of a area that's known to sell drugs, he's going to get stopped just like a black guy and a Mexican and a Asian and anybody else. Yeah.
You are right. And I think overall what we've got to do is we've got to have mutual respect. We've got to figure out how to cultivate that. Got to work on it. Have a great day.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.